Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive, your regular dose of insight to get you thinking.
Great to be here.
Today we're digging into something that honestly feels a bit like a secret weapon, especially for entrepreneurs, for innovators. We're talking about automated content distribution.
Yeah, it sounds maybe a bit technical, but the impact is just huge. It's about making sure your brilliant work actually gets seen.
Exactly. Getting noticed in all the noise. And our guide for this journey, it's this really insightful article we found over on the Spartan Cafe platform.
Yes.
It's called Automate Your Content Distribution on Spartan Cafe. And Spartan Cafe itself, well, it's this ecosystem built for builders, for people like you listening. We'll talk more about it later, but it's pretty interesting stuff.
Definitely worth looking into.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today, really, is to give you that shortcut. Cut through the clutter. Get you informed on this, frankly, crucial topic. We want to pull out the actionable strategies, maybe some surprising insights from this article.
Because the problem it tackles is so real, isn't it?
Oh, totally. That feeling.
Yeah.
You pour your heart and soul into creating something valuable, a great blog post, a key insight, an update.
Yeah.
And then it just sort of fizzles out.
Yeah, it gets lost. Like shouting into the digital wind, it's frustrating.
Extremely. And you, the builder, the innovator, you're left wondering why your brilliant ideas aren't making the splash they deserve.
And what's fascinating here, and the article nails this, is how this problem hits everyone. Solopreneurs, startups, even bigger teams sometimes.
Right.
And for you listening, you know, if you're someone who wants to learn quickly, get the real substance of a topic without getting totally overwhelmed.
This is for you.
Because information overload is real.
It absolutely is. The digital landscape is just dense.
Yeah.
Unbelievably dense, relying only on manual ways to get your message out. It's not just inefficient anymore. You're kind of fighting a losing battle.
A battle against the clock, too.
Exactly. And that's where the promise comes in. This article isn't just suggesting like a minor tweak. It's talking about a strategic shift.
Okay. It's about getting your time back.
Right.
It's about finding clarity in your marketing, making sure your insights consistently hit the right people, you know, at the right moments.
Without you having to manually push every single button every single time.
Precisely. Freeing you up, allowing you to focus on the core stuff, the innovation, the strategy, the building. It's a potential game changer.
Okay, that sets the stage perfectly. Let's dive into the first big point from the article then. The undeniable edge, why automated content distribution isn't optional.
Yeah, the article's pretty blunt about this. It's not a luxury. Not anymore.
It really paints that painful truth, doesn't it? Innovators, creators, putting all this energy into content only for it to basically vanish into that digital abyss.
All that effort kind of feels wasted sometimes, doesn't it?
It really does. But then it flips it. It says, you know, imagine a different scenario.
The contrast.
Where your insights, your value, it just effortlessly finds the right audience at the right time, making an actual impact.
Without that constant draining manual effort.
That's the dream, right? And the core problem it points to is simple. Manual methods just can't keep up. The speed, the volume.
Nope. Leads to missed chances, wasted time, and honestly, probably a fair bit of burnout.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for us, the builders and innovators listening? What's the real takeaway here?
It means acknowledging the reality of that content volume.
Yeah.
It's staggering. That's the fundamental why. You can't manually paddle fast enough to stand out in that ocean.
Right.
Automation isn't just about convenience. It's about strategic survival. It gives you advantages you simply can't get manually anymore.
Like what specifically? What are those advantages?
Well, the article details a few key ones. First, and this is huge, time savings. Obvious, maybe, but the scale is significant.
How much time are we really talking?
Think about it. All those hours scheduling posts, tweaking them for LinkedIn versus X versus Instagram, manually hitting publish over and over.
Yeah, adds up fast.
It really does. The article implies freeing up hours every week. Hours you could reinvest in, I don't know, product development, talking to customers, strategy, maybe even just thinking.
Or sleeping.
Huh, or sleeping, yes. Mm. Reallocating that most precious resource, your time. Second benefit, consistent presence.
Okay, why is that so critical?
Because in a noisy world, consistency builds trust and visibility. A steady flow of content keeps you top of mind. It shows you're active, you're reliable.
Instead of just popping up randomly.
Exactly. Randomness doesn't build momentum. Automation ensures that steady drumbeat day in, day out, even when you're swamped with other things. It builds brand recognition, familiarity.
Makes sense. And the third one?
Wider reach. This is where it gets really powerful. Automation lets you connect with audiences globally, hitting them at their optimal times.
Ah, time zones, the classic manual posting nightmare.
Precisely. You might be based in, say, London, but your key audience is waking up in California or having lunch in Singapore. Automation schedules posts for their peak engagement times.
So it's intelligent distribution, not just blasting it out whenever.
Exactly. It maximizes the potential impact of every single piece of content you create, reaching diverse audiences effectively.
Okay, those are three really solid, tangible benefits. Time, consistency, reach.
And the article gives a great starting point, a really practical tip. It says, audit your current content distribution manual tasks. Identify the top three most time-consuming jobs. Focus on automating those first.
Start small, basically. Don't try to boil the ocean.
Exactly. Find the biggest time sinks, tackle those, get an early win, build some momentum. It makes the whole idea less daunting.
I like that. Makes it feel achievable.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, there's this brilliant expert insight in the article. The future of marketing is not about doing more work, but about making your work do more.
Ooh, say that again. Making your work do more.
Yeah. It's about leverage, right? Using technology to multiply the impact of your efforts.
So one blog post doesn't just stay one blog post.
Right. That one post with smart automation becomes maybe five LinkedIn updates, a Twitter thread, an Instagram story series, fodder for your newsletter, all scheduled out, reaching different people in different ways.
Extracting maximum value. That's a real mindset shift.
It is. It's about being a strategic architect, not just, you know, a content assembly line worker.
But people might push back, right?
Yeah.
What are the common worries?
Oh, definitely. The article mentions the big ones. Fear of losing the human touch, becoming robotic.
Yeah, I could see that.
The perceived complexity. Ugh, another system to learn. Or just not knowing where to even start. It feels overwhelming.
Valid concerns.
Totally valid. But the reassurance from the source is that modern automation is smarter now. It's designed to support human connection, not kill it.
So
it handles the grunt work, the scheduling, the posting. That frees you up to actually engage, to reply to comments thoughtfully, to have real conversations, to build those relationships.
So it creates more time for the human stuff, potentially.
That's exactly the idea. Less time on repetitive clicks, more time on genuine connection. It flips the fear on its head.
Okay, that's a really important reframe. It's not about replacing the human, but empowering them. So once we're sold on the why, we need the how. Let's move into that.
Yeah.
Building your broadcast engine, crafting an automated content distribution strategy.
Yes, because automation without a plan, that's just chaos sped up.
Yeah, making mistakes faster isn't the goal. The article stresses needing a robust strategy as the backbone.
Absolutely. It's about transforming those random one-off posts into a seamless, intentional flow.
So not just automating, but automating smartly.
Precisely. And here's where it gets really interesting. It involves taking some foundational steps before you even think about tools.
Okay, what are those steps?
The article breaks it down into three core pillars for a successful strategy. Pillar one, audience segmentation.
Right, knowing who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
But deeper than just my customer.
Much deeper. It's understanding who you're talking to on each specific platform, because the person scrolling LinkedIn is likely in a different mindset, looking for different things, than when they're scrolling Instagram or TikTok.
Okay, so no one-size-fits-all messages.
Definitely not. That's a recipe for, well, mediocre results. You need to tailor the message, the format, the tone to the platform and the audience segment on that platform.
Give me an example.
Okay. Imagine a software company. On LinkedIn, they might share a detailed case study targeting potential enterprise clients. Very professional, data-driven.
Makes sense.
But on Instagram, maybe they share a behind-the-scenes video of their team brainstorming, showing the company culture to attract talent. Same company, same core values maybe, but totally different content for different audience needs on different platforms.
I got it. Segmentation by platform context. What's pillar two?
Platform selection. This ties right in. It's about choosing channels where your target audience actively engages, not just where they might have an account.
So not just being everywhere for the sake of it.
Exactly. The article pushes back against that fear of missing out that makes us feel we need a presence on every single new platform. It's about purpose and precision.
Focus your fire.
Right. If your ideal customer is, say, a senior executive who spends all their time on LinkedIn, why pour resources into mastering TikTok dances? Focus where your audience actually spends their time and engages with content relevant to you.
That feels liberating, actually. Permission to not be everywhere.
It is. And pillar three ties it all together. Disciplined use of content calendar tools.
The planning part.
Yes. This is where you turn scattered ideas into that cohesive ecosystem, planning your content themes, formats, schedules, ideally weeks or even months in advance.
That sounds like actual strategy.
It is. It allows foresight. You can map out campaigns, ensure consistent messaging, coordinate launches, adapt content thoughtfully for each platform. It prevents that last-minute panic posting.
Which we've all done.
Oh, absolutely. A content calendar transforms reactive scrambling into proactive strategic communication. It builds that reliable engine.
Okay, audience segmentation, platform selection, content calendar tools. Makes sense, but still sounds like a lot to implement all at once.
And that's why the practical tip here is so good. It says, start simple. Take one core piece of content you already have. Adapt it for three different platforms. Schedule it using a basic automation tool.
So take a blog post, maybe.
Yeah. Turn it into a LinkedIn update, a short Twitter thread, maybe a couple of Instagram graphics. Schedule those out using a free or simple tool.
Just dip your toe in.
Exactly. See how it works. Feel the immediate benefit of leveraging that one piece of content. It builds confidence, shows you the potential without overwhelming you.
That's a really smart way to start.
And it connects to another key expert insight from the article. Strategy is about choosing what not to do as much as what to do.
Ah, back to that liberating idea.
Right. For content distribution, it means consciously deciding not to chase every platform, not to create every type of content. Focus your efforts where they matter most for your audience and your goals.
Which prevents burnout for you, the creator.
And information overload for your audience. They get more relevant stuff from you where they expect it. It's win-win. It's about intelligent focus.
Love that. Okay, so we've got the why, we've got the strategic how. Now for the tools and the potential tripwires. Let's talk about your automation arsenal and avoiding pitfalls.
Right, the practical toolkit. Because strategy is great, but you need the right gear to execute it.
But, like we said, the options are endless. It's easy to get lost just looking at tools.
Totally. Analysis paralysis is real here. The article highlights the importance of wise selections, not just grabbing the first shiny object.
So what are the essential categories of tools we should be thinking about for this content machine?
The article breaks it down nicely. First, the obvious ones, social media schedulers.
Like Buffer, Hootsuite.
Exactly. Buffer, Hootsuite, Sprout Social, those are the common names. Their job is to let you plan, craft, and schedule posts across multiple platforms from one place.
The core time saver.
Absolutely. You queue up your content, it goes out automatically at the optimal times. Huge efficiency boost, lets you batch the work.
Okay, what else?
Email marketing platforms, super important for nurturing leads and building deeper relationships.
MailChimp, ConvertKit, those guys.
Yep. MailChimp, ConvertKit, ActiveCampaign, they let you automate newsletters, welcome sequences for new subscribers, targeted campaigns based on behavior. It's about sustained engagement, moving people along.
Kind of like having an automated salesperson working in the background.
In a way, yeah. Delivering value consistently over time, automatically. Then the article also touches on content repurposing tools.
Ah, making that one piece of content work harder.
Exactly. Tools that help you easily turn, say, a long video into short clips, or a podcast into audiograms for social media, or a blog post into an infographic.
So you're not reinventing the wheel for every platform.
Right. Maximize the value of your core content creation efforts. Tools like Headliner for audio, maybe even some AI-powered video tools are emerging here.
So schedulers, email platforms, repurposing tools. How do you choose the best ones?
The article suggests criteria. Look for smooth integration. Does it work well with things you already use? Robust analytics, can you actually see what's working? And scalability, can it grow with you or will you outgrow it quickly?
So it's not just features, it's how it fits your workflow and goals.
Precisely. And again, there's a fantastic practical tip here. Test free trials of 2 to 3 different automation tools. Pick the one that most simply solves your current biggest distribution headache. Don't overcomplicate your initial setup.
Start simple again. Find the pain point.
Yeah. Is scheduling to LinkedIn a nightmare? Find a tool that does that really well and easily. Start there. Don't try to implement a 10-tool system overnight. Avoid the overwhelm. Build confidence with one solution first.
That makes so much sense. Get the quick win.
And this leads nicely to the expert insight for this section. Tools are only as good as the hands that wield them and the mind that directs those hands.
Meaning the tool itself isn't magic.
Exactly. It's an enabler. Your strategy, your content quality, your audience understanding, that's what drives success. The tool just helps you execute more efficiently. It frees up your brain power for the strategic, creative stuff.
The human element is still paramount.
Always. Which brings us to the pitfalls. because the article warns automation can become a trap if you're not careful.
Okay, let's hear the warnings. What are the big mistakes to avoid?
Pitfall number one, over-automation without oversight. Just setting up endless streams of content without checking in.
Like a content robot gone rogue.
Kind of. Publishing too much or stuff that becomes irrelevant or even tone-deaf due to changing circumstances.
Yeah.
You risk looking spammy or out of touch. Quality still trumps quantity. Human oversight is crucial.
Right. You still need to check what's going out. What's next?
Neglecting audience feedback. This is huge. Automation sends stuff out, but you still need to listen to what comes back.
The comments, the DMs, the engagement rates.
Exactly. If you're just broadcasting and never listening or responding, you're missing the whole point of engagement. You're talking at people, not with them. Automation can accidentally isolate you if you let it.
So the social part of social media still requires being social.
Fundamentally, yes. And the third pitfall, inconsistent messaging.
How does that happen with automation?
If you're not careful, your automated posts on different platforms might end up having conflicting tones or messages, confusing your audience and damaging your brand's coherence. Is your LinkedIn super formal, but your automated Instagram feed suddenly full of random memes? That creates dissonance.
So the automation needs to reflect a unified brand strategy.
Absolutely. It should amplify your consistent voice, not fragment it, which leads to the protective practical tip. Regularly review your automated posts. Check engagement rates. Pay attention to comments and direct messages. Adjust based on real audience feedback. Stay human.
Stay human. That seems to be the recurring theme.
It really is. And it culminates in this final expert insight for the section, which I love. The more you automate, the more human you need to be.
Okay, unpack that paradox.
It means because automation handles the mechanical, repetitive tasks, it frees up your time and energy. You then need to reinvest that reclaimed time into the things only a human can do well. Deep strategic thinking, crafting truly resonant content, having authentic conversations, building real relationships.
So automation creates the space for more humanity.
Exactly. If you use it wisely, it allows you to focus your human energy where it delivers the most unique value.
Wow. The more you automate, the more human you need to be. Yeah. That's a powerful takeaway. Okay, so strategy, tools, pitfalls covered. Mm. But how do we know if any of this is actually, you know, working? Let's talk about the feedback loop and expanding understanding, measuring success, and FAQs.
Right. The measurement piece, crucial. Mm. Because the article is clear. Automation without measurement is just guessing, flying blind.
You need that feedback loop to know if your engine is running smoothly or if it needs tuning.
Precisely. It's not set it and forget it. It requires ongoing monitoring and adjustment. You need to refine that engine for continuous growth, as the article puts it. Analytics are your dashboard.
But analytics can be overwhelming, all those numbers.
They can be, but you need to focus. The article highlights key methods. First, key performance indicators, KPIs.
The metrics that matter.
Exactly. Things like reach, how many people saw it, engagement, likes, comments, shares, saves, which tells you if it resonated. Clicks, did they take the next step? Conversions, did they do the thing you wanted them to do?
And you need to look at them together, right?
Absolutely. High reach but low engagement. Maybe the content wasn't compelling. High clicks but low conversions. Maybe the landing page needs work. The KPIs tell a story when you read them together.
Okay, KPIs. What else?
A-B testing. Experimenting systematically.
Trying different headlines or images.
Exactly. Create two versions, test them on a small audience subset, see which performs better, then roll out the winner. Takes the guesswork out of optimization. Should your email subject line be playful or direct, A-B test it.
Data-driven decisions. Love it.
And third, don't forget audience feedback loops. Actually asking your audience.
Beyond the numbers.
Way beyond. Polls, surveys, asking questions in comments, DMs. What do they want to see? What are their biggest challenges? This qualitative feedback is gold. It tells you the why behind the numbers sometimes.
So KPIs, A-B tests, and actually talking to people.
It's a combination. And the practical tip here makes it manageable. Set up monthly reports for your key metrics. Focus on one specific metric to improve each month.
Don't try to fix everything at once.
Exactly. Pick one thing, improve click-through rate on emails this month, or increase comments on LinkedIn next month. Focus makes optimization less daunting and more effective. Steady improvement.
That feels very doable. Incremental gains.
And it reinforces that classic expert insight. If you can't measure it, you can't improve it.
True for so much in business, isn't it?
Absolutely. Measurement isn't just about reporting, it's about learning and guiding your next steps. Now, the article also has this great FAQs section, which is perfect for addressing those lingering questions you might have.
Yeah, let's weave those in. Like, that authenticity question comes up again. We touched on it, but does automation really not hurt authenticity?
The article strongly argues no, if done right. Remember, automation handles the mechanics. Scheduling, posting. You provide the authentic voice through the quality of your content and your genuine engagement. Use the time saved to be more responsive, more present in conversations.
Okay, myth busted again. What about for small businesses or solo entrepreneurs? Is this really feasible without a big team or budget?
Definitely. The advice is emphatic. Start small. Pick one simple, maybe even free, tool. Automate just one key task, like scheduling your X posts for the week. Prove the concept. Feel the time savings, then scale gradually as needed. It's accessible.
Good to hear. And does this stuff help with SEO, search engine optimization? Seems indirect.
It is indirect, but yes. Consistent, high-quality content distribution increases your visibility. More visibility can lead to more shares, more backlinks, more social signals, all things search engines like. Fresh content being regularly distributed signals activity. It's part of a healthy digital presence that benefits SEO.
Okay, makes sense. What types of content can you realistically automate distribution for? Is it just blog posts and tweets?
Oh, much broader. Blog posts, yes. Social media updates of all kinds, email newsletters, even snippets of podcasts or videos, audiograms, short clips, infographics, press releases sometimes. Basically, most digital content formats can benefit from automated distribution to maximize their reach.
What about cross-platform automation? Hitting publish once and it goes everywhere. Is that the dream or is there a catch?
Tools exist for that, sure, but the article cautions that tailoring content for each platform usually yields better results. A generic blast everywhere might be less effective than slightly customizing the message, image, or hashtags for LinkedIn versus Instagram versus X. Smart tools help with that customization before automating.
So, efficiency with intelligence. Got it. If you had to list the biggest benefits again, quick summary.
Time savings, massive. Consistent brand visibility, crucial for trust. Wider reach, hitting the right audiences globally. Efficient optimization, using data to improve. Ultimately, a higher ROI on your content efforts.
And revisiting what to avoid. The absolute don'ts.
Don't post generic stuff, tailor it. Don't neglect engagements, stay human. Don't spam people, provide value. Don't lose sight of your brand voice and strategy. Avoid those, and you're on the right track.
Fantastic. That really clarifies things. It feels much less like a complex beast and more like a powerful set of strategies and tools anyone can start using.
That's the goal. Empowerment through understanding.
And speaking of empowerment, this brings us beautifully to our final section. We've been referencing this great article from Spartan Cafe all along. Let's talk about the Spartan Cafe ecosystem. A platform for builders.
Yes, let's. Because the platform itself seems designed to embody the kind of smart, efficient building we've been discussing.
The article positions it as more than just a place to read articles, right? It calls it an ecosystem. So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
It paints a picture of a really unique space. Spartan Cafe is described as a pocket ecosystem, specifically for entrepreneurs, innovators, builders.
What makes it unique?
Several things stand out. It calls itself the first social app you can talk to. Apparently, it features AI consultants you can interact with for instant strategic advice.
Whoa, AI consultants built in.
Yeah, imagine getting quick feedback on an idea or help structuring a plan right within the app. It also aims to provide immediate results, helping you connect quickly with collaborators, get feedback, find resources.
The less waiting around, more doing.
Exactly. The core functions are built around Build Fund Connect. The article mentions tools integrated directly into the platform, like crowdfunding options, loans, business credit, even real estate finance.
That's comprehensive. It's not just networking, it's actually facilitating the building process.
That seems to be the core idea. And a big emphasis is on no noise.
Escaping the endless scroll and distractions of typical social media.
Right. A curated environment focused on building. It talks about network without pressure, fostering meaningful connections within a thriving community of dedicated innovators.
That's focused.
It also stresses being authentic, unbiased, built on merit, and explicitly says it's not Facebook for business.
Okay, clear positioning there.
It wants to be seen as a professional ecosystem, a results-focused platform where everything is geared towards helping you move your projects forward.
So how does our topic today, automated content distribution, fit into this Spartan Cafe vision?
It fits perfectly. If Spartan Cafe is the focused environment for builders, then mastering automated content distribution is how you effectively share your progress, your insights, your needs within that environment and beyond. It helps you amplify your voice in a place designed to help you succeed.
Leveraging these strategies within that supportive ecosystem makes total sense.
The call to action from the article sums it up. Join Spartan Cafe. Let's make your impact undeniable.
It's an invitation to a place that seems aligned with smart, strategic building. A very compelling picture of Spartan Cafe. Definitely sounds like something our listeners, the builders, the innovators should check out. Okay, we've unpacked a lot today, a real deep dive
We certainly have.
from why automation is essential to building the strategy, picking the tools, avoiding the pitfalls, measuring success, all guided by that excellent article on Spartan Cafe.
The core message is clear, I think.
Yeah. Automated content distribution isn't just a nice-to-have tech trick. It's a strategic imperative for anyone serious about making an impact online today.
It's about getting that edge.
It's about freedom, really. Freedom from the manual grind, freedom to focus on what you do best, innovating, creating, building your vision, getting that clarity back.
Reclaiming your time, your energy.
Exactly. So maybe a final thought for our listeners to mull over, something to take away from all this.
Okay, here's something to consider building on all this. The digital world is incredibly loud. We know that. Your voice, your ideas, they absolutely deserve to be heard. But let's push it further. What if smart automation wasn't just about being more efficient, but about deliberately, consciously crafting more time and space for your most human work?
Okay.
The deep thinking, the genuine connection with your audience or customers, that unexpected creative breakthrough that only happens when your mind isn't bogged down in repetitive tasks. How will you use automation to reclaim your hours, not just to work harder, but to truly build smarter, deeper, and maybe even more humanly?
Wow. That's a powerful question to end on. How will you reclaim your hours to build smart, not just hard? Fantastic food for thought.
Hopefully it sparks some ideas.
I'm sure it will. Thank you so much for walking us through that. Really insightful.
My pleasure. It was a great article to dissect.
And thank you all for tuning into the Deep Dive. Go automate smart, stay human, and build something amazing. We'll catch you next time.